Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is time to talk about thriving southern New Mexico. I'm Mike Derler. Joining me in the studio right now, Stephanie Hale, director of Thriving Southern New Mexico.
Good morning.
Hi, Steph. How you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Oh, me and Andre having a good time.
Of course you are.
Yeah, you have me no other way. And Michelle Gill. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mike.
Events coordinator.
We missed you Friday.
Well, I was over in Artesia. They threw a car show birthday party for me.
That's right. It was your birthday last week.
Yeah,
right?
And I was over in Artesia working, doing a car show.
It was sure quiet at the awards, mm-hmm. wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It was nice and smooth. We didn't have hecklers.
We didn't have a heckler.
Well, we had one or two, but not near as bad as we usually do. So,
You know, to do it right, you know, I need to put on a school. So
great.
Well, I tell you what, let's talk about the event. You had a nice night, handed out a lot of awards, recognized a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, all those businesses that were there helped us achieve that $556,000.
Wow.
So it was really great to recognize everyone that donated, some of our special awards. Mm-hmm. As we all know, Bob Flott won the prestigious Helen Kirk Award, which was special because last year's recipient is the one who presents it, and it happened to be Matt. Mm-hmm. So it was just really nice.
I'm not sure there was a dry eye.
I know. Everyone was, you know, Matt was emotional. Yeah. Bob was emotional. Then, of course, Michelle and I were strategically placed in the room so we could video Matt and Bob's reactions.
Yes.
And so at the same time, so we were, I know I got teary.
It was tough.
It was just a really great, we had the Children's Music Theater do a little skit, and everybody raved about them. They were just so precious and spot on.
I think my favorite part with the little kiddos was whenever they went out into the crowd when that song came on and started loving on the audience.
Yes, that was sweet.
It was just the sweetest thing. Yeah.
They did a great job.
What song?
I don't remember.
Come on together now. Shine on your brothers and your sisters.
Oh, that's right.
Come together right now. Yeah. And they went out and they loved on people in the audience during that song. And it was just, it was great. It was a great evening.
Wonderful.
Yep. Law enforcement Thrive Partner of the Year was awarded. And a big shout out to Chris Swanson in Cloudcroft and Jason Klein with Department of Game and Fish. Mm-hmm. They were instrumental in helping gather funds up in the mountains for Shop with a Cop.
Yeah. It was phenomenal.
Cool. So good time had by all.
Better
time that I wasn't there.
Yep, absolutely.
When is that car show in Artesia next year?
Yeah, let's go ahead and plan it.
I'll let you know. As soon as I find out from them, I'll let you guys know. But anyways,
we did say goodbye to Mary Parra. Yes. She has been on our board for over 30 years, and she retired from our board. Over 30 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So we recognized her. That was pretty special.
And it was so good to see Mary.
It was. Yeah. It was. She's been, you know, doing her retirement thing with her family, so we don't get to see her as often, but it was just really great, and we had a great turnout. We had a lot of folks, and I think that was made possible by Michelle moving the event to an evening.
Yeah.
People didn't have to rush back to work. You know, in the past, we've done it during lunch. Mm-hmm. So it was just really nice. There was a lot of beer and wine had by all. So everyone just had a great time, I think.
It was very nice. Yeah. And, of course, Mountain View Catering, courtesy of Christus Health, prepared a fabulous meal.
Mm-hmm.
And It just really was a great evening.
All right. Sounds fantastic. And, so I guess my question is, did Bob have to wrestle the award away from Matt, or did Matt willingly give it up?
Matt willingly gave it up.
Well, how about that?
It was really great.
Yeah.
So. And we can't forget to mention Cope. They are the new
community partner of the year.
And so they are the new home to the Thrive Traveling Trophy.
That's a go-ahead, right?
And so it was exciting for them too. Veronica was just
I was watching
excited.
her expression as I was
and the minute
speaking,
that you said
a wad of cash
she was like in the audience, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great event. It was a feel good time. I think everybody left just with a heart full of community and volunteerism.
Absolutely.
and giving. So it was great.
Awesome. That sounds like
we gave away 30
iPads. Yeah, you missed it.
You gave away iPads?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want one of them things anyway. So
you might could use it.
For what?
It was really great. You know how we always do a fun, silly. Yes.
Okay.
No, okay. So Stephanie's going to explain.
Yeah, it was...
patches.
So. It was, you know, those little round eye...
Makeup pad removers.
Makeup pads. We put a googly eye on it.
Oh, cool.
And gave them out as a joke. We always do a little prank at the awards. It's just fun. Everybody gets involved and...
It was fun.
I think they enjoyed that.
And what was your little slogan on the tag?
It was the original iPad.
The original iPad.
Yeah.
It was a makeup pad remover with a googly eye.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Now that I would have wore that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it right over that bad eye and just said, I got two good eyes now. So, but anyway. So.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
It was
good
fun.
Deal. Good deal. And a good turnout. So.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Super, super. So what's next? What do we got coming up next?
I'll let Michelle talk about that because we have something brand new coming up.
We got something brand new coming up?
Yep,
we do.
Oh, boy. Yeah. What do we got new coming up, Michelle?
So we are excited at Thrive to be hosting and organizing a 5K Color Fest Fun Run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that is going to be over here at the Griggs Sports Complex Saturday, May 18th. And registration is open right now. And you can register by going to active.com. And if you sign up before April the 19th, there is early bird pricing. So you do get a discounted price. And it's going to be just a nice, messy, fun day. We're going to have a kids 1 mile fun run before the adults start. And
so
there'll be lots of colored powder.
Yeah, we get to throw powder on people.
Man, I am staying away from that one.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be fun. You know, I've been looking for stock videos and such that I can use for marketing and some of the pictures and things that I'm running across are really great. I had no idea that Stephanie was walking down the hall yesterday and I said, hey, did you know that there's a calculator that will determine how much powder we need per person for this run? So we just, you never know, right?
Yeah.
And so it's been fun learning about all of this. And you put in the number of runners and how far you're going. And it gives you a number of how many pounds of powder you need.
Per person? I'm hoping it's like an ounce per person.
For you, it's a couple of pounds.
5 gallon bucket.
Yeah. I'm not coming over there. I'm staying away from that.
No, but it's really going to be a lot of fun. And I went out and visited yesterday with some of the local gyms. And I will be getting some flyers printed up and just a few put out around town. There is more information about the run on our Facebook page, of course, or you can go to active.com again, as I mentioned, and letsthriveNM.org, and you can find all the information. We are encouraging people to wear white clothing just because it's fun, because you're going to get messy. And again, just to stress for our people that may be concerned about our furry animal friends, all of the powder is biodegradable, okay, and it is non-toxic for both humans and animals of all kinds. I don't think that our insurance agent would have been too happy if we were trying to use something that wasn't non-toxic. So we've done all our homework. So please don't get mad at us on Facebook. And
don't forget, you can if you're not a runner, you can still come out and walk it and just get splashed with color. Like
bring
Michelle
your family.
Said, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Like she said, we encourage you to wear white so you can get splashed with all kinds of color. I think that we've seen photos of things like this in the past where people wear different colored tutus and fun colored socks and
so much fun.
I mean, just have fun with it. You know, we're all about dressing up.
All right.
So
we'll send John Hurt to do that remote.
Oh, won't that be fun?
He'd look good in a tutu. So,
and also just to remember that if there's anybody listening that needs some volunteer time, we always could use volunteers for things like this. Of course, we have a great board of directors that will be out helping us as well. But we can always use volunteers. And I just want to say thank you to a few of our sponsors, because, of course, without them, we can't do events like this.
Right.
So a big thank you to Justin Munoz and Marianne up at Future Real Estate. We also need to give a big thank you to Tularosa Communications, as well as PNM, Otero Federal Credit Union. And so thank you guys so much, and we really do appreciate your partnership, and it's just going to be a fun time for the community.
There you go. Fine.
And it's non-competitive. Let's keep that in mind. It's not timed. You don't have to be a hardcore triathlete to participate.
Right.
Just wear your goggles and have some fun.
And your tutu.
John, get a tutu.
We've already got yours picked out, Mike.
So John.
Mike.
Your, John.
Mike. Yours and John's. And Bob.
So I'm
love to see Bob.
I'm going
to
be done. I'm going to be gone doing a car show. That weekend.
Wrong.
I could try. So 5K Color Fest Fun Run's coming up Saturday, May 18th. Boy, that's just coming up around the corner.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Starting at Griggs Field.
Yes.
Whereabouts in Griggs Field?
The
parking lot?
The parking lot, yep.
Okay.
We'll just be right across from the Bark Park. Okay. And keep in mind, if that parking lot fills up, which I would love for that to happen, if it does fill up, you can always utilize the parking over at the Bark Park.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah. All right, sounds good. Then what's after that?
Well, that's in May, so we've got things ramping up for the campaign. We've got Stuff the Bus and Backpacks and Chaparral. We're going to help out with the Dare Picnic in May as well. But we've just got all kinds of things ramping up for our campaign, which has a $500,000 goal. And then we have our big event in October, which is the Corks and Shells Wine and Pistachio Festival.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun run.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we've got a lot of folks already invested their time and efforts in it. And Michelle's been, you know, hitting the concrete with this for a good 7-8 months now. So, I mean, it's going to be a phenomenal event.
And we've got both of our pistachio farms here, plus our wineries here. All of this stuff is coming in, and this is just going to be a great time.
Absolutely. You know, the purpose of this event, of course, is to raise funds for Thrive in Southern New Mexico so that we can continue to do what we do for our local nonprofits.
Right.
However, it was always interesting to me that we never really had an event of any kind to celebrate our probably biggest export from Alamogordo,
right,
which are the which are the pistachio farms.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got started on this one right away, and it's coming together really nicely. And we have, as you mentioned, the local pistachio farms as well as their wineries. We have some regional wineries. Noisy Water Winery is going to be joining us, as well as Lacombe's will be joining us. And I have a couple other applications pending for wineries. I've got multiple food trucks that are already signed up and ready to go. Arts and crafts. It's just going to be a great event.
Music.
Music. I've got some musical acts already lined out. And
so exciting.
It's just going to be a great day.
Who are going to be some of the food trucks are going to be there?
Right now, signed up, I have Restra's.
Uh-huh.
They actually own the RV park up in Mayhill.
Okay.
I think it's the Camp Rio is what they renamed it, I believe. And he has a food truck. And I'm really excited about this food truck because oftentimes whenever there's festivals like this, some people may have dietary needs.
Right.
And of course, we want them to be able to enjoy themselves just like everyone else. And Restra's food truck is one of the few food trucks that offers vegetarian options.
All right.
So there will be that available. And then I have Lemon Shakeups coming. Of course, Bob Garcia with his amazing lemonades. Dahlia's Shaved Ice will be there. Triple Nickel Barbecue will be there. It's just, and those are just the ones that are coming to me right away.
How about Garden Isle?
Yes, I believe, you know, him and Triple Nickel kind of travel together.
They're
yes,
partners
yes,
together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, and their food is phenomenal. It's like Hawaiian barbecue.
Oh.
Teriyaki cheeseburger. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh.
That sounds good right now.
Oh.
Can somebody bring us one?
Right. You know, they have been setting up, multiple food trucks have been setting up in the parking lot at Lowe's Home Improvement on Thursday evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And last Thursday, we had Garden Isle for the first time, and it was absolutely amazing. Wow. I had the curry, and they have a ginger sesame fried chicken, which is great.
Bring us one of those too.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. I've got lots of homemade art and craft vendors coming. I have a pecan farm from Las Cruces coming over. Worthington Farms Pecans is coming over, and it's just going to be a great event.
Oh man, I tell you what, that is going to be fantastic, and that one's on October 19th, and that will be a great one, to noon to 6 p.m.
Yes.
Just a one-day event.
One-day event.
That's all. What
come
it should
out,
be.
Try the wines.
Yep.
Do some shopping with some amazing artisans.
Yes.
Eat some awesome food. Support Thrive in Southern New Mexico.
Absolutely. And what a great way to get a jump start on your holiday shopping.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, all right. Now, is this free for the public to get into? Is there a charge to get into this thing?
You know, there is a charge.
Okay.
Yeah. And but our ticket prices are very, very affordable. $12 in advance. Those tickets will go live probably within the next 30 days or so.
Okay.
It's a little early still. $12 in advance, and they will be available on Eventbrite soon. And then only $15 at the gate. And that will include a wine glass so that you can do some tasting. And it's going to be a great day. We also have a $5 designated driver ticket. So if you have someone in your group you know, that has offered to get everyone home safely. They can join in on the fun for $5. So it's going to be a great event.
Cool. They just don't get a drink, nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
They can still eat and shop.
I got to find
And me have one. Fun.
Yeah.
I got to
yeah.
find me one of those guys.
And so, it is a family-friendly event. And you know, we encourage families to come out as the planning, you know, it's just every day. We're working on this. I'm working on this, finding, you know, different vendors, different things to enhance the event. And it is a family friendly event. And so we encourage you to come out into the beautiful Alameda Park. The city of Alamogordo has done a phenomenal job with updating the underground utilities and such to make these events easier. So they've got electricity, you know, stationary electricity out in the park now, as well as water, and that will make it much easier for the food trucks and the vendors to participate.
I'll tell you what, it's just great events coming up, and going to start off on the 18th and going to throw color powder at people.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. John will do that remote. So, but it's going to be a good time. And again, I want to stress that these fundraisers that you guys do, they pay the operating costs of Thrive in Southern New Mexico, so that when you contribute to Thrive in Southern New Mexico, that goes to all the partner agencies 100%.
Right. So there's, unless you designate your donation to Thrive, or you designate your donation to whatever charity you want, it goes directly to them. We don't take a cut of that.
Right.
If you don't have a specific designation, it goes into the general fund, and then it is divided amongst the partner agencies that have been approved.
Right.
So there's just so many different ways to be able to donate. And we have, in order for us to continue what we do to help these nonprofit programs, we have to have our operations covered some way. So right. That's why we do these fundraisers. They go, like the concert.
Yeah.
Proceeds from the benefit concert every year goes towards our operations. The fun run, the Nut Fest, everything is proceeds go to us so we can continue doing what we do for the community.
And that is so that we pay the operating costs, but also we get these sponsors, we put on these great events, and we have more events going on for people to have something to do here in Alamogordo. And what great things. I mean, Ricochet, Colorfest Fun Run, Corks and Shells event in October. I mean, wow, there's some great events coming up because of what you guys do.
That's why Michelle's here. She's the queen of events. So
I tell you what.
Yeah. I mean, we have all these amazing things coming up, coming out of her brain and her talent. So, I mean, it's
a scary place.
What, your brain or Thrive?
Yeah.
Oh, your brain's not as scary as mine.
That's a true
fact. These thoughts never, ever stop.
Yeah. Y'all seen me on social media. Yeah, your places aren't near as scary as mine. So
yeah, but you should be in jail. Facebook jail permanently.
I was.
I know. But,
anyway, so. Anywho. But it's just going to be a great time and stuff coming up. Over $500,000 raised last year. 500 and how much?
The last 2 years, we raised over $550,000. Wow. So our goal this year is, in fact, $500,000. Yeah. So let's hope we get there.
Yeah. So, and that's great because that directly has helped a lot of people.
Absolutely.
In Otero and Lincoln counties.
Sure has.
Yeah. Fantastic. I love it. So. Michelle, any final thoughts?
We confuse him.
No, I just want to give another big shout out to all of our winners on Friday night, and a special shout out to Bob for his Helen Kirk Award, and Mary and Chris and Jason. And, you know, we had a Work of Heart Award that we didn't mention earlier, and that went to Isidro Medina with PNM. Okay. And they do a work day at PNM. They came out and he had everything organized, and they painted our building, and it was just really, really a great service for us. And so congratulations to everybody. As always, thank you for allowing us the time to come and visit with the community.
I'm always up for the abuse, so.
We know, that's why we come.
That's why you come, so. Stephanie, any final thoughts?
Nope, just, it's just another crazy busy year to help our community. That's the bottom line for all of this. So, like Michelle said, if you want to come out and help us out for the fun run, it's, you know, we're going to need water stations and powder stations, color stations. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
So email Michelle at letsthrivenm.org or call 575-437-8400.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Woohoo!
5K Color Fest Fun Run for Thrive in Southern New Mexico coming up Saturday, May 18th.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.